January 20th, 2020, Brachot Daf Yud Zayin. Let's start. Ted Zayin, we'll start from where we left off yesterday, which is not quite the end of the Daf. Okay, it's actually the line before they get wide on Ted Zayin with Beit. Rabbi Eliezer, Batar de Masayim Yinsote, you have it? The line right before they're wide, about 12 lines from the bottom, or maybe more. Okay, Rav Elazar, Batar de Masayim Sota, after he finished, davening. What does that mean? It means after Shmona Esrei, which in practice means after HaMevarech et Amo Yisrael Bashalom. That's the end of the Shmona Esrei. As we're going to see, Elokai Netzor, the Shonami, is not part of the Shmona Esrei. Amar Hachi, so when he was finished, like davening, he would say, Yihira Tzoma Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be the will of the Lord our God, Shetishkon b'forenu ahava v'achva v'shalom v'riyu. Sounds like at a wedding, that you should make dwell in our lot, ahava, love and peace and brotherhood and etc. and friendship. V'tirbeg v'ulenu b'talmidim. We should have a lot of students in our borders. V'tatzliach sofenu acharit. And we should be successful. V'tikva. And hope and our portion should be in Gan Eden. Betaknenu bechaver tov. We should be koneh, right? In Perkei Avot, kneilach gachaver. We should manage to acquire a good friend. V'yetzer tov and a good inclinations, good desires. Bolamecha in your world. V'nashkim. We should wake up. V'nimsa yachol levavenu, and our heart should desire lira et shemecha to seek you, your v'tavol panecha korot nefshinu l'tova, and we should have restful and peace. A very beautiful, tefillah. After HaMevarech et Amo Yisrael b'shalom, apparently. And when he finished davening, Gemara doesn't say, but the way we daven, maybe it was different, perhaps.
At the conclusion of Shmona Esrei.
Correct. That's what it sounds like. Davening always is Shmona Esrei. Right. That's everything else isn't davening. Shema, all that stuff is lead up, right? So now we're going to see some things. Okay, so we're going to see a whole bunch of practices with different rabbis would add. Remember, tefillah is supposed to be from the heart. It's supposed to be individualized. It's not supposed to be mechanical that everybody says the same thing. Eventually, the sages saw if you leave it up to everybody else, it'd be hefkeres. Nobody would know what to do. So they gave us a Shmona Esrei. But they left room for individual things. That's why we say it's Sunday. Rav Yochanan, Batar de Masai Yimsu Tamar Hachi. When Rav Yochanan finished davening, he would say as follows. Hear it, Soma Fanecha Shem Elkeinu. May be the will your God, Shetatzitz be Boshtenu. You should see our embarrassment, Vitabit Beratenu, and you should see what evil befalls us, Vitilbash Berachamecha. And you should give us, mercy, give us strength and piety, be kind to us. We say that in the Slichas. One of the Slichas has that theme. Your attribute of goodness and humility should be displayed to us, should be given to us. Okay, Rav Zeira. When Rav Zeira was finished, the Batarim Seim Sotamar Hachi, Yehira Tzoma Fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shalom Echte, we shouldn't sin, Velon Evosh, we should not be embarrassed, Velon Nikalem, the Busha Klima, shame and embarrassment, Me'avotenu, from our parents. It's often a parent does a terrible thing. It's very embarrassing for a child. The father's a criminal, a sexual predator. It's very embarrassing to carry the name of that person. We shouldn't be embarrassed by our parents. Rav Chiya Batar de Matzli, Rav Chiya, after he would daven, he would say, Yehi ratzon mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetei toratcha umenatenu. That the Torah should be our way of life. Our profession should be learning Torah. It could be that we have to do something else to make a living, but our ultimate profession is the study of Torah. V'al yadve libeinu v'yachshu einenu, and we should not give up hope, and our eyes should not be darkened, I assume. Rav batar d'tzlota, Rav, when he finished davening, Amar Hachi, this is what he said, Yehira tzoma fanecha, this you'll all recognize. Rav used to say this every day. Yehira tzoma fanecha Hashem Elokeinu. May be the will before you, God. Shetitein lanu chayim aruchim, a long life. Chayim shel Shalom, a life of peace, chayim shel tova, a life of goodness, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnasa, blessings and wealth, chayim shel chilut tzatzamot, we should, rigorous, you know, our bones should work to do the work of God. Chayim shedim meyurat chayit v'yurat shamayim, yurachay we should have fear of God. Chayim shem behem busha uchlima, a life without shame and embarrassment, chayim shel osher b'chavot, wealth and honor. Chaim shetebanu avat Torah v'yirat shemaim. We should love Torah and fear of heaven. Chaim shetamalei lanu kol mishalot nibeinu l'tova. All our desires for good shall be fulfilled. And the famous idea, sometimes we pray for the things that are bad for us. Like Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he used to pray that when he was a kid, he should never end up in America. God forbid he should end up in America, the a meat bar. And he says, thank God. God said no, and God didn't listen to his prayers, and he survived, and half his family did not. So this, of course, we now say every day. This we say once a month. This was said by Rav every day when he finished the Shemona Esrei. Yeah, so it's interesting why this was picked and why we picked it once a month. I don't know. That's an interesting question, how it developed from Rav. And, you know, why we pick on him? They liked it better. The people liked it better. But, you know, he's not the only one. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Batar de Slotei Amar Yehechi. He wrote to Mephanecha Hashem Alkeinu, Levtenu Shetatzilenu Me'azip. And we say this also. I don't know how many people say this, but this is right in the morning. It's a beautiful thing right after Birchat HaShachar. God, you should save us from Azut Panim. Basically, chutzpah, arrogance. Me'azut Panim, Me'adamra, from a bad guy, me. We shouldn't, you know, bang into something bad. Like all of a sudden, meyetzera, mechavera, bad friend, mishachenra, a bad neighbor, misatan hamashkit, somebody who causes us to do damage, midin kasher, harsh judgment, whatever. In a law case, we shouldn't have a hard time. Mibal din kasher, we shouldn't have to deal with people who are very harsh towards us. Demanding every penny. Bein shu ben brit, whether he's Jewish, bein sheino ben brit, whether he isn't Jewish. So the Gemara adds a comment that Rebbe, you know, was very wealthy, Rebbe Yonasi. He was also very close to the Romans. Remember, this is two generations after the Hadrianic, you know, persecution. But Rebbe has a good relationship with the Roman governor. And he's sort of, you know, who are these people he's saying you shouldn't bump into? It's probably the Romans. It's probably he's dealing with. So even though they sort of saw everything he did, and he was sort of in the palace, he wasn't afraid to say this out loud, even though maybe he's talking about them. I shouldn't have a difficult time with the people, and he wasn't afraid to say it in front of the Romans. That's, I think, what the Gemara is saying. Okay, Rav Safra, last line, Batar Deslota Marhachi. Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetasim Shalom Bepalmalia Shalmala Ubepalmalia Shalmata. There should be peace in the heavens above and the heavens below. So what does it mean in the heavens above there should be peace? So Rashi says, I don't exactly know what it means, but there is this notion that every nation has a tsar, has a prince in heaven who defends that nation. And when the princes in heaven are fighting, it's not good down on earth. Whatever, I don't know exactly what that means, but there's a relationship between what goes on in earth and heaven, or what we do impacts on the cosmos. That's a Kabbalistic motion, but whatever it is, that's what he prayed. Ubein talmide moskim b'toratecha. There should be peace for the students who are learning Torah. Why do they need peace? Because often people fight a lot. Religion is one of the greatest causes of fighting and people arguing with each other, especially when people think they are in their religious right. Correctness, I don't mean right versus left, I mean that they are correct. They can argue with everybody else. So no, there should be peace. Bein oskim lishma, whether people are involved in the study of Torah for proper motivation. Bein oskim shelo lishma, whether it's improper motivation. B'chol oskim shelo lishma. And whoever's involved, shelo lishma, yehi ratzon sheyu oskim lishma. Very interesting. That he used to make a prayer that we should do mitzvah for the right reasons. We all know that nobody is 100%, you know, properly motivated. That's not really possible for a human being. And we're going to see in a few moments one opinion on what it means if you don't do things for the right reason. But it's you should be properly motivated. What happens afterwards, once you're properly motivated, then, you know, everything is fine. That's all we can ask. We can only ask you what you do, you're doing because you're doing for the right reason. That's all. Rav Alexandria, An interesting name. I don't know if he lived in Alexandria in Egypt, but Rav Alexandria, Batar Ditzlota. After he davened, he'd say, Amar Hachi, Yehira Tzom Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetamideinu Bekeren Ora. We should get the light, the light come forth. Val Tamideinu Bekeren, Bekeren Chashecha, not in darkness. Vayidva Libeinu, Vayachshu Einenu. So he's obviously a much more metaphorical and poetic forms that we should see light and not darkness. Ikadamre, some say Hadi Rav Hamanuna Matsudei. This prayer was said by Rav Hamanuna. Bless you. Rav Alexandria said something else. Batar Matsudei Amar, and this you should it's Batar Matsudei Amar Hachi. Ribon Olami. Very interesting. All the other tefillot started. Yehira Tzom Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Right? May be the will. Here, this is Ribon Olami, Master of the Universe. Galui v'yadua lefanecha. It's well known before you. It's like he's pleading on behalf of the Jewish people. Really, the Jewish people want to do what's right. Everybody wants to do what's right, in theory. So why don't we do what's right? That's like by the leavening in the bread, meaning our Yetzer Hara. It causes us the haughtiness. It causes us, which perhaps is an allusion to the sin of arrogance, which is, Gemara says, if somebody's arrogant, God says there's no room for me and him in the same place, so I'm going to leave. We'll leave for that person. Vishibud malchiyot. And you know what, God? Anti-Semitism. Nations of the world are oppressing the Jewish people. What do you want from us? If nations are going to oppress us, how can you expect the Jewish people to succeed? And it's actually, a lot of people have a misconception that when Jewish people, suffer, they get stronger in religion. That's totally not true, even before the Holocaust. And all the great works in Jewish history were written in times of peace and prosperity, where people could sit and think. And that's, a matter of fact, the reason the Talmud Yerushalmi is much less authoritative than the Talmud Bavli is because the Talmud Yerushalmi was never finished properly because persecution. The Jews in Israel, the Romans basically destroyed the temple, the Hadrianic persecutions. It was very difficult to live there. And under harsh conditions, when you're worrying about you're poor and the next job and persecution, you can't worry about producing a Talmudic text. But if you're in the golden age of Spain, you can produce a Rambam and Rav Chassid, and even Kreskis, and then Bavel, you can produce Rav Sajagon, you can produce great people. And in Poland, Poland was the wonderful, wonderful life for Jews for hundreds of years. With a brief interlude during the Chmielnicki massacres, but both before and after, it was wonderful to live in Poland. So you look everywhere, all the Polish great rabbis. Anyway, Yerotzom Afanecha Shetatileinu Miyadam. Maybe that we should be safe from the enemies of the Jewish people. And therefore, and he doesn't quite, kind of, Nashuv lasot chukei ritzonecha b'leiv shalem. And now we'll be able to do, with a full heart, we'll be able to turn to God, because we won't have to worry about the other nations. Rava, batar tzolotei marhachi. This we say, at Ne'ilah, no? Well, we're about to say, this is what we say at Ne'ilah, right after Shmon Esrei. Amar Hachi, Elohai Achaloni Notzarti Einekidai. Before I was born, I was like, there was nothing. Vachshav Shenotzarti, Kilu Lo Notzarti. Now that I was born, what have I done with my life? I didn't accomplish so much. Afar Ani Bechayai, I'm dust, dirt in my life. Kavachomer B'mitati. In other words, this is a very downgrading looking. Hare Ani B'lefanecha, I'm before Kechli Malei Busha Kli Malei, like a vessel that's ashamed. I haven't done too much. So this was incorporated by our sages to say on the Ne'ilah that we come as our last plea before God, Yom Kippur. We don't live up to the ideal, Yom Kippur. And so we say, as Yom Kippur is coming to an end, we've spent all day in prayer, but really, what have we done? I shouldn't sin again. That's a very nice. He doesn't say this on Yom Kippur. He said this every day, but we've incorporated it in Yom Kippur.
We also say by Rosh Hashanah before Musaf, no? We have the Hilaniyah in the same.
Do we say this before Musaf?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
When do we say it? I don't remember. Yeah?
Right before the Chazan says it right before Shimon Esrei.
Oh, the Chazan says it in Hineni? Is this part of Hineni?
Yeah, Hineni.
Is it part of Hineni? Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No.
He would know. He ovens, yeah. I remember it from the Ne'ilah, but we can check. Umasha Chatati Lefanecha.
This pasuk is in Hineni, and you can say that.
I'm sorry, the chazan doesn't. This one I'm about to say now.
No, but right. He reads it to himself.
Right.
But the entire thing? Or just part of it?
I recognize some of
it. Only parts of it. Okay, but if you look, I'm pretty sure it's after Ne'ilah, Ne'elokainetzor. We all say, L'panecha ma'rek v'rachamecha harabim, God sort of cleanse it in your great mercy. Avaloyo de yusarim, not through pain and suffering, v'chaleim ra'im. B'hainu vidui, the Rav Hamnuna bezute biyomet de Kippur. Other Gemara adds, and this is what would you say on Yom Kippur? Talking, that's what we say on Yom Kippur. Okay. Mar Bray de Ravina. It's interesting. Rabbi after rabbi had a different prayer, what they do, and presumably they all related to their own personal life or what they thought was, you know, important. Kiyavim Misayim Slota Marhachi. Elohai Nitzur L'Shonai Mira. This we all recognize. God keep our tongue from speaking evil. V'siv Totayim Medaber Mirai. V'limik L'Alai Nafshi Tidom. Those who want the Kursa should be silent. V'Nafshi Kafar L'Chol Tiyah. We should be like this. We shouldn't, you know. So people insult us. We don't have to get all excited to ask, answer everything. Petach libi b'Torah, open our heart through the love of Torah. B'mitzvotecha, terdof nafshi, we should run after mitzvot. B'tatzilenu mipegara, save us from evil. Meyetzer hara, from evil inclination. Interesting, me'isharaa, and we don't say that, actually. That me'isharaa is not, everything else we say exactly is how we say it every day. We don't say me'isharaa. From a bad way, even when now perhaps because women also have to daven. The obligation for davening is the same for men and women. And so would a woman say Ishra? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. He said Isha Ra'ah, and our tradition didn't incorporate that line into the Shmon Esrei. And all evil that comes to the world, all who think seek evil against us, break their, it shouldn't come true, and destroy their thoughts. That may be the will, that the desires of our hearts should come before you. So that's what we say every day, three times a day. Nusach Sfarad adds a whole bunch of stuff in the middle, which you see isn't here.
Right.
This is the Nusach Ashkenaz one, which, okay. Anyways, Rav Sheshet, now we're finished with davening, sort of. Rav Sheshet, ki havayati betanit. Rav Sheshet, when he would fast on a fast day, batar dematzleh, when he would daven on a fast day, he would say like this, Amar Hachi, Ribon Olami, again, master of the world. Galui v'yad lefanecha, it's well known to you. Bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam, when the temple stood, adam chotei umei v'korban, a person would sin and bring an offering. Ve'ein makrivim mimenu an achel v'obadam, what he put on the altar, the fats and the blood. Umi kaper lo, and it atones for him. V'achshav, and now, yashavti b'tanit, I sat in a fast. Benit ma'et chalvi v'dami, and my fat, I lost weight, and my blood, I don't know what happens to your blood exactly. Fast, I guess it thins, or I'm not sure exactly, I have to ask a doctor. Yi ratzoma fanecha, she'et chalvi v'dami, may be the will that what I have sort of lost, I've sort of sacrificed to you, God, shenit ma'et, ki ilu hi krapti l'fanecha, I'll give you means v'yach v'yitin, it's as if I came and offered a korban to you, which is how the Ramban explains korbanot in general. There's a major debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, at least in the Mor Nevuchim, assumes that sacrifices are not an ideal. It was a necessity. It was a historical necessity. At the time the Torah was given, it was impossible to think of worship of God without sacrifice. It's like telling people you have to worship God without going to shul. So they think you're out of your mind. The way we do worship God is by going to shul. So if you would tell people you can't bring a sacrifice, they think you're insane. So it was impossible. So God had to have sacrifice. So he put it only in one place and only certain sacrifices, etc. And it's, I don't have to tell you that that's a controversial view. Okay, but say there. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says sacrifices were part of God's ideal. We have them in the Torah from before, from the beginning. God loves sacrifices. And this sin offering, really, we deserve to die. But God's nice, you know. So it's, we're offering ourselves. And instead of offering ourselves, we offer the animals. So this is, seems to be sort of along with the lines, what the Ramban says, that my serving should be for you as a sacrifice. Okay, Rav Yochanan, we had them before, Ki Avi Misayim Safra de Iov. I don't know how often that was. Whenever he finished the book of Iov, remember I told you Rav Yochanan had a tragic life. He lost 10 children in his own lifetime. He was the one who carried around the tooth of his youngest child. He lived to be very, very old, but still, Amar Hachi, Sof Adam Lamut. Everybody dies. Besop Ema Lishrita, and animals get slaughtered by us. Everybody's destined to die. Ashrei mi, so that's a depressing thought. But Ashrei Misha Gadol B'Torah, blessed, fortunate is the one who grew up in Torah. But Amalo, his work and efforts are in Torah. But Osen Nachat Ruach Liotro, and he brings peace to his Creator. He brings happiness to God by how they act. V'Gadol B'Shem Tov, and he has a good name and a good reputation. V'Niftar B'Shem Tov, and he dies with a good name. You know, Tov Shem Tov Mi Shemen Tov, a good name is better than the best oil, right? You know, and Balav Amar Shlomo, what we just said, Tov Shem Mi Shemen Tov, better to have a good name than all the money in the world. V'Yom HaMavet Miyom Hivatlo. Now, you notice what he just did. He just turned the verse on its head. No, on its head. When we read this verse in Kohelet, so we say that Shlomo Melech, the whole book is despair, everything is terrible, life is meaningless, it's better to die than to live. But what Rav Yochanan is interpreting the verse is when you're born, you haven't done anything. But when you die, you can leave this world with a great name. It's not that it's better to die, it's that your death, there's so much more you've accomplished than when you were born. In other words, that's how I understand. He's turned what Shlomo Melech really said as a negative, life is meaningless. No, life is so meaningful that when you die, you can, people will say, you can look back, all that was accomplished. Okay. Margala b'pumei d'Rav Meir. So this is Margala b'pumei. It's not that he davened every day now. It's interesting. It means something he would say a lot. A jewel in the mouth of Rav Meir. Gemor b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. You should seek with all your heart and your soul. Adat et darki, to know the will of God. Lishkod al daltei torati, to abide by the doors of Torah. Come to the base medrash. Nitzor torati bilvavcha. Keep guard the Torah in your hearts. V'neged einecha tihiyah yiratim. Before your eye should be the fear of God. In other words, you should always picture God before you. Shivita Hashem l'negdi tamid. You're going to act in a different way. Shemor picha mikoche. Guard your mouth from sinning. V'taher v'kadesh atzmecha mikol ashma v'avon. And purify yourself from all sin. V'ani yiyah imcha b'chol makom. And I will be with you at all places. They're all beautiful ideas. No, maybe easier said than done, but Tahir Kadesh Mecha, yeah, very, use all your organs in the body for positive like purposes. Margala de Pume de Rabbanan de Yafna. Now, this is very interesting, and Chaim Kowalski sent me an article Rav Lichtenstein wrote about this. He said he was going to be here, but okay. Margala de Pume de Rabbanan. It's interesting, this is not one person. The rabbis used to say, in Yavne. Yavne, of course, is the right after the temple is destroyed, they rebuild Judaism. So the rabbis in Yavne had this beautiful a pearl in their mouths that they used to say, Ani Bria v'chavirei Bria. I, meaning me, the rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Gamliel, you know, I who is here, I'm a creature. But Chavirai and the other people who aren't in the Beit Midrash, they're also creatures of, you know, human beings. Ani melechti v'ir, or I work in the city. V'hu melechto b'saden, he works in the field. Ani mashkim lemelechti, I get up and do my work. V'hu mashkim lemelechto, and he gets up and he does his work. K'shem shehu eino mitgader b'melechti, he doesn't interfere with my work. In other words, he, who's the farmer, he doesn't get involved in what goes on in the base medrash. What does he know about, he doesn't go into what goes on in the Jewish courts, he doesn't know what's going on. But I don't get involved in his work. What do I know about business? What does the rabbi know about that?
Rabbis regulate that all the time. They like,
I'm just saying what the Gemara says. I don't get involved in his work. Doesn't, of course, we have laws about working. That's what you have most of our laws about. But I don't interfere with their work. That's what he's saying. Mikadel litvos umanati. I don't seek to do what he does. You know, everybody has their own role. B'shema tomar. This is the beautiful idea. B'shema tomar. And perhaps you'll say, Animar beva humamitzo. I sit and I learn Torah all day. I do so much. And whom I mean, and he, what does he do? He's a farmer. He goes to a shear once a week on Shabbos afternoon. Shaninu, we learn, echad hamarbeh, v'echad hamamit, whether you do a lot or whether you do a little, back to what we said before, lishma, it doesn't matter. Everybody has their role. Not everybody, it doesn't matter how much you do, it matters where your heart is. And if your heart is towards heaven, you're a regular person. You didn't get a yeshiva education, and you're in business. Your role in life is to provide jobs for people, to give charity, to be a nice person. Your job is not, you don't have to worry. You're just as great as the person who sits in the base medrash all day. Matter of fact, sometimes the person is even greater in their learning. So this is what Rav Lichtenstein wrote, that very often in yeshiva, where the yeshiva people are guilty of making fun of balabatim. You know, that's like a thing they like to do. He's a balabas, you know, what does he know? He's an ignorant, you know. That's a balabatish answer, you know. Like, so he says, this is what the Gemara is saying. No, the balabatim are just as great as the Rosh Yeshiva. So that statement is said by bringing a korban. It's the last mishnah in Menachot, I believe, where some guy who's very wealthy can bring lots of korbanot, and a guy who doesn't have the money can't. It doesn't matter. God doesn't need the. He just wants you to do what's right. Okay, that ties into to learning lishma, which we're going to see in a moment. Margala b'pume de Abaye. This is the jewel in the mouth of Abaye. Lo'olam yedam arum b'ira. Very interesting expression. Arum b'ira. He should be sly in fear of heaven. In other words, he should use every trick in the book to increase his yirat shamayim. We're about four lines from where they get wide on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Ma'ane rach meshiv chema. If you answer with a soft voice, ma'ane rach meshiv chema, you can, you know, when somebody's angry, if you get angry back, it's just going to be worse. Just speak softly, and that will assuage his anger. What's he going to do? He's yelling, and you nod your head, and you don't say a word back. How much can he yell and scream? Mane rach meshiv chema, you'll answer, umar besh shalom, and you'll increase peace, imecha, bim krovo, and with your relatives, bim kol adam, vafilu im noch ribashuk, even with the heathen in the marketplace. You have to realign this, okay, you should be beloved up in heaven, and beloved on earth. And people should like you. People should accept you. That's how you should live, that you have a very a fear of heaven, you're soft-spoken, you get along with people, you create peace. That's what should be. The Gemara has a similar idea in Yuma. That's how you get people to love God. If you're a nice person and people, you're honest, people see that, they're going to love God. Well, look, he's a religious Jew. Look how he acts. I want to be like that. Of course, if you're not, if you, you know, put on, you look religious and you're not, then it's even worse. Amru alav al Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is a famous statement. Shalom ikdimu adam shalom ilam. No one ever said good morning to him first. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai always greeted people. He was the first one to greet everybody. Afilu nochri shebashuk. Maybe today to us that doesn't sound so special, but presumably for the people in the Gemara, in other words, even the heathen in the marketplace, to them they looked very. This person was the nochri in the shuk was like a low moral person. Wasn't some didn't mean like a non-Jew. We have non-Jew. Meant a low life. And nonetheless, he would always greet them. Margala bepume de Rava, a jewel in the mouth of Rava. So first we had all the things they said in davening, and then we have expressions they used to say. Why they would say one in davening and what they would some say, I don't know. Interesting. Tachlit chachma tshuva masim tovim. The purpose of wisdom is to be better, to repent and good deeds. Umasim tovim. Shelo ye adam kore. This is unbelievable. A person shouldn't kore v'shoneh. Kore always means to learn Tanakh, to read. Shonem means to learn, the oral law. Person shouldn't be get a yeshiva education. Uboet ba'avivimo, and he kicks his parents. Uberabo. In other words, he becomes more, the parents survive the war, have no Jewish education. They send the kid to yeshiva, and the kid comes home and he tells the parents everything you do is wrong. That's what the Gemara is saying is a terrible thing to do. You shouldn't learn. Yeah, you're more learned than your parents. But wait, Bavi. Okay, maybe there's a way. If your parents are really doing something wrong, you kick your parents. They look down on your parents. You look down on your teachers. Anybody who teaches knows it's nice sometimes when I teach a student and 10 years later he thinks I'm an apikoros. That means I did a great job. You know, I made him from, but he looks at me like an apikoros that I am. Okay, nu, Baruch Hashem. That's, I think, what the Gemara is saying. But wait, Bavi Baran. No, he knows more than his Rebbe. That also happens. Not all the time, but it happens. Bimishu gadol mimenu b'chachmo b'minyan. And, you know, very often a young schnook, he learns a little bit and he doesn't respect elders. That is a common problem. Young kids, I shouldn't say it, but like, it bothers me. Like, very often I see in shuls, the rabbi gets up to speak b'chim mincha ma'ariv and half the shul walks out. It's a terrible thing. Don't come to shul. If you're going to walk home where the rabbi speaks, you shouldn't come to shul. How can you? Sometimes you have to leave. Don't come back for marv. At least if you have to leave when the rabbi speaks, you mincha marv. Don't dare come back for marv. Go home. Okay, so he came for mincha. Now I'm walking home for the rabbi's speech. But it's the type of thing, you know, and often, and you see it, often it's young yeshiva kids. What does the rabbi know? Rabbi, he deals all day helping people. He doesn't have time to learn. I learn in yeshiva. I know more than the rabbi. That's, I mean, anyways, okay, enough of modern commentary. Reishit Chachma Yirat Hashem, the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. Seichel Tov L'Chol Oseim. I say this every morning. Lo Oseim, Lo Namar Lo Oseihem. To the the Gemara isn't not to the ones who do it, but the ones who do it properly. Lo Oseim Lishma, the Lo Oseim Shelo Lishma. Only for those who act lishma. That's the Yirat Hashem, Reishit Chachma. Those who act, who do it for, are properly motivated, not to please their neighbor or social pressure or because somebody's making them. V'cholo says shelo lishma, noach lo shelo nivra. So this goes against what we have in many other gemaras. Whoever acts not for pure motives, it would have been better had he not been born. That's quite a statement, because we have all the mefarshim always point out. Because the Gemara says in about five different places, "Lolam yasokatam v'tor mitzvah shelo lishma shemitok shelo lishma po lishma." You know what? Who cares why you do it? Do the right thing. It's more important what you do than why you do it. In other words, if you're doing, I'm giving charity because I want my name on the building. Big deal. I'm giving charity. Great. Who cares? So there's more than one answer, but the standard answer given by Rashi and Tosfot is there are two types of shelo lishma. It's okay, the shelo lishma that's not ideal, but it's good, is if you do it for honor, that's okay. But sometimes there's shelo lishma where you do it lekanter. You want to show somebody up. You don't like the teacher, so I'm going to study the subject more than the teacher so I can make him look like an idiot. I can ask him a question. So that's lekanter. So that would have been better had not been born. Anyway, but here, that's Rashi Tosfot dealing with the problem.
Even the rabbi, it's referring back to his statement about the Talmid Shoneh B'Koreh Moed. Shelo lishma means he's learning not for the purpose of, I think here he's referring to that person.
Okay, right, because I was going to say, in other words, that's very nice, Rashi, in the context of the Gemara, it's clearly saying, in general, shelo lishma is not good, and yet you're saying excellent, in the context of learning and then turning on your parents and your teachers, it would be better not to learn. Very excellent, right in the context, it would be better not to learn.
That's what he's saying, Tamisha, or Shonei, whatever.
Right, okay, very good, yeah, okay. Margileva Pumi Derav, Lo lama zeh lo lama ba. Ho lama ba ein lo bo achila ve lo shtiyah. We say this, I don't know when we say this. It's in the Rambam. I don't know if we ever say this. This world, the next world has no eating and no drinking. Lo priya ve reviyah, no procreation. Lo masa matan, no business. Lo kinah, no jealousy. No sina, no hatred. No competition. Lo tacharut, ela tzadikim yoshvim. Maybe we say this at Pesach and that kind of thing. I'm not sure. Yoshvim ve'atorateim b'rosheim, the crowns on their heads. Then the nehanim miziv hashkinah, they're deriving pleasure from the divine, the presence. Shenemar ve'echzu et Elohim, they saw God ve'echlu ve'yishtu. In other words, they eat and drink with the glory of God. This is the Rambam quotes this. That next word. It's hard for us as physical human beings to understand what this means exactly. Okay, but that's that next world is the spiritual world. This is the physical world. Okay, now we're going to have an idea. It's a very nice idea, but I'm sure most women learning this would find this slightly offensive. Maybe that's a strong word, but we'll see what I mean in a minute. Dola haftacha shivtichana kadosh baruch hu l'nashim yoter minashim. So the Gemara says, you know what? The women are more worthy than the men. The women are going to get a greater reward. God promises more to the woman than to the men. It's, you know, for the men wouldn't succeed without the woman can succeed without the men. That probably is true. It probably really is true. Shenemar nashim shananot komemena. The nashim shomemot, the strong woman or the confident woman, they should be given strength. Stand. Shamana koli benot pochkot. Hear my voice, the woman of faith, hazena imrati. Amar Rav l'Rav Chiya. So Rav said to Rav Chiya, nashim b'maizachin. How do the women get merit? Now, he's talking, the question really in context is not at all insult. In other words, a woman doesn't learn, in the context of our, a woman doesn't do half the mitzvah. She sits at home. Well, what, how does a woman get her all, we just say how great Torah is. We're not hearing so much here, but a little bit. Where does a woman get her reward? So the Gemara says, this was a very common view in all society till 50 years ago, or 100 years ago. When they take their children to shul, that's the reward of the woman. They walk their children to shul. And they send their husbands to go learn in the Beis Medrash at night. They allow their husbands, because if the wife doesn't agree for the husband to learn, the husband doesn't learn. So the batrai gavrayu bei rabbanan, v'natrain le gavrayu at the atumi bei rabbanan. And they, Rashi interprets, and they wait for their men when they come back. In other words, they would go away. The men would go away and study. This is something married men. Listen, if married men can go away on a business trip, so why can't the married man go away to learn in yeshiva for a week? Okay, I don't know. I mean, but I'm just saying. In other words, so that's the Gemara's. I'm not recommending that necessarily, or not, but that's what the Gemara is saying. They allow, that's the great reward, that the wife allows the husband to go to Uman, or maybe that's not a great reward, I don't know, for Yontif, whatever. When the rabbis would leave the presence of Ravami, they would say to him, Hachi olamecha, tireh b'chayecha, v'achritecha l'chayeh olamaba. The end of man or is the to get to the world to come, and your hope is for future generation, your heart should be involved in wisdom or discernment. You should speak in wisdom. Oh, we know that. That was Eleanor Roosevelt, right, who said that wise people speak about ideas, mediocre people speak about events, and lowly people speak about people. I'm pretty sure that was Eleanor Roosevelt, the Rebbetzin, I guess, of FDR, no? Is it right? Eleanor, yeah. Okay. V'leshoncha yarchish renanot, and your lips should, renanot is song, joy. Rina, you know, should be singing with joy. Afafecha yeshir nakdecha, your eyelids are should be, you look straight ahead of you. Ya'ir bim ortor, you should be lit up from the light of Torah. Panecha yazir, your face, kizohar harakia. In other words, you should be happy. Just walk around, you can learn Torah, you can do mitzvot, you can do, walk around, wisdom, talk about wisdom, what can be greater than that? Siftotecha yabiyut, that your lips should show your knowledge. When you open your mouth, we say he's a smart fellow. If you don't know, if they're not going to say that, it's probably better not to open up your mouth. V'kil yotecha talozna meisharim, what kliot are the kidneys, no? Kliotecha talozna meisharim, they should be straight. I know in the Gemara, they believed like the kidneys were like, sir? Right, the kid, like we don't, like your heart kind of. Upamecha yarutsu lishmoa davar atik yomim, and your feet will run to hear words of great words, old traditional words. When the rabbis would leave the house of Rav Chista, or some say Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, or some say Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, in other words, you can tell the rabbis are traditional. They are many years old. They're that's what they heard. Alufenu, aluf means a chief. Aluf esav, aluf mesubalim. The Sivlot Mitzrayim are burdened, right? The Mitachat Sivlot Mitzrayim. So our chiefs are burdened. So Alufenu Misubalim. What does this mean? Rabbi Shmuel have a debate. Rav and Shmuel were the leading rabbis in Babylon. At the same time, Rav Yochanan is the leading rabbi in Israel. They're all that first generation between the Mishnah and the Gemara. Anyways, on some say it's Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Chad amar lofeinu b'Torah. There are chiefs in Torah, musubalim b'mitzvot, and they're burdened in a positive sense through mitzvot. In other words, there's learning, but not only learning, they act. V'chad amar lofeinu b'Torah. Alofeinu b'Torah u'b'mitzvot. Mitzvot goes with the alofeinu. You can't have Torah without mitzvot. You can't say Torah and then mitzvot. No. Torah mitzvot go together or you don't have any Torah. U'misuvalim b'yisurim. But sometimes they have to suffer. Ein peretz shelo yeh siyatenu kisiyato shel David. So they pray, what is the suffering? Sometimes great people have... no nachas from any of their children. That's often unfortunate happens. I'll tell you this. Mark Shapiro mentioned that at the turn of the 20th century, says the only gadol b'Yisrael whose children all remained from was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Says every other gadol b'Yisrael had kids who became not from.
Really? Yeah.
They don't talk about this in yeshiva, but every gadol had a sibling like. Rav Aaron Kotler's sister thought he was nuts. He gave up a math scholarship. The Sri Deisha, the siblings thought he was crazy. They all thought they was insane. You had these guys learning in yeshiva. The whole world is, socialism and the whole world is changing. Actually, these guys learning in yeshiva like they're out of their minds. I don't have to tell you, everybody became non-religious. America, everybody. It affected the Gadol Yisrael. I don't know exactly, at a certain point it stopped, But I remember, I think it said, except for the Soloveitchik family, they were like the only one where all the kids remember. And the Soloveitchik do have, Rav Soloveitchik's cousin is the dean, the president of Yale University. He changed his name. He's not from, he doesn't learn Gemara every day. But he's part of the same family. It's not surprising that a Soloveitchik would be the president of Yale University. But anyways, so that's what happened. So that's what Gemara said. We should pray that Shalot Yisiyatenu Kisiyato Shel David Sheyet Samimenu Achitofel. Even though I don't think he wasn't his direct descendant, he wasn't. I don't think so. Right, his entourage. His entourage, right? Achitofel, who turned against David. Ben Yotzad Shalotia Siatenu Kisiato Shel Shaul, Shemenu Toweik Adomi. He was the one responsible for the killing of Novir Hakonim, I think. So Shaul, in other words, the people who were around them did evil things. Gemara says they lost their share in Olam Haba. Ben Soche Shalot, they're quoting parts of the pasuk and interpreting each one. Shelo kisiyatenu kisiyato shel Elisha sheyasamimenu gechazi birchavotenu on our street. Shelo yelanu ben otomit shemachdich tavshilo berabim. We shouldn't have a child or a student who spoils his food in public. It means he goes off the derech, as we would say in English. It's very interesting. I was looking today in the Koran Talmud. They add two words after tavshilo berabim. You have it. What are the two words? Right after Shemachdich Tavshilo B'Rabim. He cooks his... Kegon Yeshu HaNotzri.
Oh, it's here.
Oh, it is there in the Steinzel. It's right. The Stalkei, that goes together. It's not in the Vilna Shas. Kegon Yeshu HaNotzri. That's a very interesting example. In a certain sense, it takes away from the Gemara. Because all of a sudden, he's the bad one. Instead of thinking of... that we pray for all of us, that we shouldn't have so many. But it's interesting, that's the, in the historical context, the Gemara is putting Achitofel, Gechazi, all these people, and Yeshu. Right, they're naming names. So that's named Yeshu, who is, of course, by the time the Gemara is written, he's already had much more impact on them. These other people are historically have no influence. But Christianity is, becoming the main religion, so impacting on Jewish people.
What is the thread here? What we should be davening for?
Yes, yeah. In other words, when the rabbis would leave their house, our leaders, alufeinu misubalim, our leaders are misubalim, sebal, sivlot mitzrayim. So one of the interpretations is the sivlot, they suffered. What is the suffering? That they had kids, they had people around them who turned out really bad. And we know often that's the case because leaders often don't have time to invest in their families the way other people do. Whereas it's not, the Gemara's even saying it maybe it's more common. In other words, you've got to pray for the leaders that their children should turn out. Yeah, we don't have to tell you that. Children have great parents, and often they have psychological issues, and they want to leave the parents. It's true in the business world too. You have a parent who's a billionaire. It's true in the royal family. You have a grandmother who's the queen of England, and I want to make it on my own. And I'm marrying him, you know, so it's everywhere. So that's, okay, so I guess we have to stop here. Do we don't have a minion yet. So why don't we learn a couple
minutes? Using the WhatsApp to see about getting a minion?
You have to tell people to use the WhatsApp. Okay, let's continue a couple minutes while we wait for a minion. Okay.
How many do we need? Just two, I think.
Shimu Eloi Avirei Lev. Listen to me, the stubborn heart. Harechokim mit staka. Those who are far from staka. But staka here means far from needing God's righteousness. But we'll see. Rav Shmuel, same idea we had before. We remember this machlokan. Rav Shmuel, Barmele, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar. And some say Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar having this discussion. Chadamar, kol olam kulo nizanim mit staka. The whole world gets food, is sustained through the right, through God's kindness. Behem nizonim bizroa. And they, the righteous people, are given sustenance from their own merit. That's how Rashi explains it. They are tzaddikim. They don't need the righteousness of God. They earn it on their own, so to speak, which is kind of interesting. V'chad amar, kulon nizonim bizkutam, right? And some say, no, it's not only that they get their sustenance and their own merit, but the entire world is sustained because of the merit of the righteous. Because they do so much good, so there's overflow. So they're deserving of good, and that overflow flows onto the world. They don't even need, hold on, yeah, hey. But they don't even get merit. In other words, very often the most righteous people are the poorest people. So the whole world is rich in parties because of them. And they have to suffer. Sort of the irony that we know that's often true, right? People often who help their others, or the shoemaker's son is the last to have shoes, or whatever the expression is. Sometimes the greatest people are helping others, and but in their own home, they're missing. They know it. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, every day, bat kol yotze mehar chorev. A heavenly voice comes out from Har Chorev. It's interesting. Har Chorev, why not Har Sinai? Chorev has the name of like anger. Cherev, a sword, you know. Mar Chorev or Merit. Kol ha'olam kulo nizonim bishvil chanina. Okay, yeah. The whole world is sustained because of Chanina, Rabbi Chanina. V'chanina, my son of Chanina. V'chanina b'ni, dailo b'kav karavi me'erav Shabbat le'erav Shabbat. And he eats one carob. The whole week, he eats nothing. He drinks water and bread, and the whole world's eating steak, eating out at fancy kosher restaurants and going on kosher cruises and everything. And he's sitting there, the whole world is because of him, and he sits there eating half an apple a week. Upliga the Rabbi Yehuda, but this argues on Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, man avire lev, gov I tivshi. Who are the gov lev? No, it's not talking about these righteous, like Jewish people. Is talking about the idiots from the I shouldn't say that. Govai Shemuma. That's what Rashi says. A nation of another nation that create a problem. Who are idiots? Govai Tipshai, fools. Why are they fools? Amar Rav Yosef Teita Doha Igayer Giyor Minayu. None of them converted to Judaism. So why should they have converted? I think because they're from the Netinim. Whatever they were, they interacted with him, but they weren't interested. It's very, unless you want to say this is one of the pro proselyte Gemara. In other words, we have a notion that Jews didn't proselytize. That's okay, fine. So we'll stop when they come. But there is a big strand in our tradition of proselytizing, and especially in time of Gemara, there was time where Jews proselytized, if that's the right word. Proselytized, right. Anyways, maybe this is part of that trend, I don't know. Amar Rav Ashi b'nei mata machse. The citizens of Mati Machse, it's a city in Babel, there was yeshiva there. Avira Levninu, they are sort of are stubborn people. The Chachazu Yakara, they're right there. They see the beauty of the Torah. There was a yeshiva right in town. All these Jews practicing wonderful life, Shabbos and Staka and beautiful things and greeting people and peace. He said twice a year when everybody would come to learn in Adar and Elul, that was the Yarkei Kala, the Lokamegar, and none of them wanted to become Jewish. What idiots. Very interesting Gemara. Chata Anim Rotze, okay, let's see if we can do this. This back to the Gemara we learned. Now back to if the groom wants to say Kriyat Shema on the first day, all of a sudden a totally new subject. Back in the Mishnah, Rabban. The Tanakh, you don't have to say Kriyat Shema on the night you get married. Rabban Gamliel said Kriyat Shema the night you get married. The sage said, if you want to say Kriyat Shema, you can. And Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, you can't. Who do you think you are to say Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara says, Chatani Ratzali Krot. Lemeimra, do you mean to tell us the Rabban Shimon Gamliel chash the Yuhara? Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, you can't say it. It's Yuhara. Yuhara means religious arrogance. A chutzpah of somebody to think that he can say, have kavanah to say Shema when he gets, he's getting married, I'm going to say Shema. We mentioned this yesterday. That's Yuhara. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you cannot say Shema. So he's concerned about this problem of showing off how religious you are. The Rabbanan, the rabbis who say you can't say Shema, they don't care about Yuhara. So Gar says you can't say the V'ha'ivcha Shamin and Lu. But we learned the opposite. The Tanan, we learned on Tisha B'Av. Are you supposed to work on Tisha B'Av? Makom shenagu la'asom melacha v'tisha B'Av osim. In a place where people work on Tisha B'Av, you can work. But in a place where people don't work, ain osim. Bechol makom talmidei chachamim b'teilim. But a talmid chacham shouldn't work, no matter where you are. Rav Hashem Shimon ben Gamliel lomer, lo olam yaseh adam atzmo kilu hu talmid chacham. Everybody should be a talmid chacham. So here is the opposite. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's okay to pretend you're great. You're a Talmid Chacham, you're not going to work. And the rabbis say, you're not. Okay, and we'll have to discuss tomorrow two answers to this, the contradiction. Okay, Yashar Koach. I think there's fascinating stuff here on this page. Requires more than 45 minutes, but Daf Yomi, you know, kind of you can learn it extra, but otherwise we'll come back. Please go out in 7.5 years. Okay.